This episode contains mature content. Your discretion is advised. We must first debunk that there is more than just sex and passion. You're not only all boobs, monkeys, and penises. But there's something, even if it's not just sex, we still need to talk about it. To hope someone wants you more than just a sex partner means you actually tell them that you desire a relationship with them. But before we talk more about that, intro. Hi Tiger, I'm Scuds. Welcome to So Odd with Scuds, the podcast. I believe me time session is having self-care activities when you're alone. What do you do when you're alone? You don't have to beat yourself up. Your journey to being yourself makes you more compassionate and more understanding how love and life is important because you made yourself important. Let's begin this episode called, Is It Just Sex? Short answer, Tiger, no. It's not just sex. If you talk about it, lay it all on the first date or first three meetings that you're not just a hookup. Many people say in slang, me time as self-pleasure or sex just for sex or masturbation. But according to research from William Masters and Virginia Johnson, in the four phases of arousal, when sex is involved, arousal first starts at the excitement phase, wherein you are eager to start and have an amazing time with someone. Next, it goes to plateau, wherein it builds to sexual satisfaction. You both want to get crazy and, you know, you see Mr. and Mrs. Beanie get naked. But some, they stop in plateau phase. If satisfaction continues, Tiger, then the person peaks to orgasm and ends suddenly to resolution, where your body morphs to relax and both of you wind down to question life again and, oh wait, sex is over now. So Scuzz, you're just talking about sex education, right? Uh-huh. But in connection with arousal, researcher Helen Kaplan-Singer's theory supports desire even more than just sex. That Tiger, when it comes to satisfaction, you probably think a relationship and love continues if it's just good sex. But in the four arousal phases, it's not just sex that can continue. But you have to continue to communicate to your partner that you still desire one another in a relationship mode. Some think the person already knows, like Scuzz, like we keep seeing each other, like we go to bed together and we keep saying goodnight. Surely this person knows I want to be with them. Not really. And it's not because the person is slow. But just because you say you want to be in a relationship doesn't mean you want to be in a relationship with them. You can keep having sex all you want, but that's not a relationship. And that's not how desire works, according to more research. Now, it's not the orgasmic phase that continues you and your partner's desire for a relationship. So no matter how good a person is in bed and not focusing on sex anymore, for Rosemary Basin, her research believes desire can continue and is possible to grow, still have fun, even without the sex part. She found out that it wasn't sex at all, you know, that orgasmic phase that people crave the most. And I really hear people like talking about it, like, oh my God, sex was so good. But it's not what you crave when you're in a relationship now. what people crave the most in a relationship is emotional intimacy. Emotional intimacy for Emily Morse, a sex therapist, is equal to vulnerability. Emotional intimacy for us happens when we let our shields down and open our insecurities. It's those moments you ask someone for a kiss and you're scared, oh no, she is going or he is going to reject me. It's like those moments, like, girl, you have to act cool. And you say, what's up, bro? And then the person could have killed you with their silence, but then they said hello back. And then they see you as this big Hufflepuff, an alien, different unicorn species inside of you, and they just want to laugh it off and continue to talk to you anyways. It's like you can finally breathe air in space. Although that hasn't happened in real life, NASA, but you feel like you are going to the moon from your vulnerability. That moment someone sees you for who you are, without all that layers of money, jewelry, and reputation. But this doesn't have to come from sex alone, Tiger. Remember that. Some will be surprised to hear what I'm about to say next. You can prolong sex later to know if someone can be vulnerable and understand your standards won't be back down. If you see you want them to wait, they have to wait. If you're also not into that, then you both have to understand what your standards are. But I also got to talk to people that only have sex for friends with benefits, some for money, and some for popularity because, you know, they only want sex and that's their life. But the sense of emotional intimacy for everyone I talk to is only temporary and conditional. You'll have a hint that they say, and they say it out loud to the person beforehand. I'm just your right now. I'm not going to stay forever. A lot of people tend to fear mentioning sex, and yes, it is a private thing, but sooner or later, you will talk about it. And you want to still be confident or someone to accept you for your flaws so that both of you can work things out. This is not an advice column that can solve your relationship issues. You really have to confront that person. And it's also possible, Tiger, that you might get rejected or, you know, rattled to a fat, but it's not going to be that alarming later on because you still know if they can care for you. All you need to do is to communicate and listen to one another. There needs to be an elimination of judgment that what if this person will hate you? Rejection doesn't mean someone hates you. But taking your aftermath and worries later to honestly put your feelings out loud, that's vulnerable. That's like getting naked without really taking your clothes off. And what are those general desires and not just sex guides? Be able to communicate with your relationship about your love language and how you enjoy time alone. Someday, open up to them your vulnerabilities or trust issues or things that make you mad. It may not be easy, they may not like it, but that's part of a relationship. Not just from a sexual partner, but entirely after you leave the bedroom, you got other things to stress about. This requires not always being strong, but always being intelligent. To know that not everything from your past will happen again. And Tiger, if you can be honest and learn your lessons on where you draw the line or where you say no, never compromise the things that you said. And remember, It takes guts to have a relationship out of the bedroom. It requires vulnerability to continue a relationship. So in the next episode, it's actually called now Me Time Love Language, because this is for everyone. So start communicating the desires you want and need out of the bedroom. The things that makes you happy is either from your friends or your family. It addresses that me time isn't craving, isolation, or masturbation, but taking time for yourself. You are getting ready to communicate, appreciating, being also part of people's lives, even going to ups and downs. Stay tuned for the next episode. Subscribe, rate, and review So Odd with Scuds in your favorite music app, and we'll have more surprises here in So Odd with Scuds. Amping means take care. So, Tiger, amping!